Yo, what up? I'm Ryan. I'm here with my guest, Aiden Rolls, also known as...
The bad boy from Troy.
Where do you get that from?
Well, because I'll be real nice to you, right? And then I'll sneak in like the Trojan horse and get inside your girl.
Oh, shit. Wait, who were they? The Roman Empire that did that, or...?
That was Trojans. It's a Trojan horse, buddy.
Yeah, I know that, but what, like...
Who they did it to?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
You're not a history major.
Ask me some U.S. history questions.
For real?
Yeah, I'm an A-push.
Dude, I just asked you one and you didn't answer.
That's not the United States.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. When did America become America? I think I know this one.
Well, 1776.
What happened in 1876?
A lot of things.
Like what?
A baby was born.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
Probably George.
George what?
George Wood.
George Wood.
Yeah. And he had two parents. And they were Lilith Wood.
That makes sense.
To be. She wasn't Wood yet.
Fiance? Did he propose or not? Or they didn't propose back then.
Well, yeah, they decided to get married after having little George
Wood. When they found out?
Yeah, when they found out about little George Wood.
Wait, how early do you think they could tell that they were pregnant back in the day?
As soon as there was a lump. Yeah, or some pains or something, maybe. Some extra.
Like, maybe they thought, because I remember they like, kind of, like, their ideas were weird back then, and they thought, like, cramps were demons, I heard somewhere. I'm not making this shit up, but, like, they thought you were possessed or some shit when you had cramps.
Maybe it was, like, whenever you get a little more hungry.
When the woman starts eating more, she is pregnant.
When she starts to eat a little bit more... And it's like weird stuff, like peanut butter on pickles.
Imagine someone pregnant. In 1876 putting peanut butter on pickles. I don't even think that shit existed back then.
Lilith, what are you doing?
Damn. Alright, how about 1910?
Man, 1910, the Titanic was being made. That also wasn't, that's not US though.
When did it sink?
1912.
Yeah. I don't know about when it was made, though. Is that real?
Yeah, I mean...
Or was that just a guess?
I mean, it definitely was being made in 1910. Probably not just 1910.
Yeah. Alright.
2020?
The biggest thing. Not just all of them, right?
Probably, like, George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement.
For real?
Yeah. Most important.
Like, what was the main event?
Well, I mean, obviously coronavirus, right?
So that's what you're going with? That was the most important thing in 2020?
The coronavirus?
Yeah, wasn't
it
the most
important? Not for important. I think important is like...
What's the biggest thing? Because imagine, 2000. No, when was the internet made?
I don't know.
1998, some shit like that?
I feel like before that, but
88, shit. Maybe? I don't know. But that was the biggest thing that happened that year. No one remembers anything else. Well... Maybe some other things about their own personal life, but no big thing. Like, no worldwide thing.
Well, you know,
and then every year there's something worldwide that is remembered just for that.
Every year?
I feel like at least, I guess not every year, but every 2 years maybe.
Hmm.
Because, what would be the, biggest thing?
For 2020, the biggest thing?
Because I would say Corona... racial injustices, like with all the riots and protests and shit like that. I can't think of many others.
No, it's
the
really...
The aliens with the UFOs, maybe.
No, that's
the government,
not...
The government, like, kind of backed that up.
I mean, yeah, but that's like a footnote compared to everything else. I think.
Kind of. Because think about it, like...
Yeah, well, if the aliens actually touch down, then that would be the biggest thing. Yeah.
I was just saying, like, the top five. I only had three. I can't think of much other.
Oh, top five?
At least one, if you can't think of five.
Well, I mean, I guess my list starts out the same as yours, you know?
Okay.
And then, number five is what we're on now?
Number four,
right.
Yeah.
What else did happen?
I don't know. Because Corona, everything is distracted by it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the economic...
Yeah, that leads back to Corona.
Yeah, that is, I mean, what doesn't, though? I mean, I guess everything after Corona leads back.
Nah,
to
the
Corona.
Racial injustices, the UFO, yeah, if we're still considering true. That as number three.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah.
It's just crazy times.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think it's all funny. I see some shit, that Trump shit, like, all the shit he posts, or, like, if I hear he does something, says something, I laugh my ass off, bro. That guy's funny.
Yeah.
But president-wise, not so...
I don't know. I just think... I think I'm, like, ready for it to be over, you know?
What you mean, 2020 or Trump? Like,
well, like, all of, like, the craziness. Like...
People just like, gotta chill out.
Yeah, like, they're saying it's like, you know, there's really no good president option.
Yeah, it's politics. Like,
right.
You can't please everybody,
well,
too.
Yeah, but we don't have, like, a JFK to look up to, you know?
What you mean?
Well, like, no one looks up to Donald Trump. Or no one would look up to Biden. Really?
A lot of people get behind Trump, bro.
Yeah, that's true. That's
bro,
true, but they're all on, like, an agenda, though. You know what I mean?
They want to do the same thing,
yeah,
right?
It's like almost every single person who supports Trump doesn't actually, you know, like, there's no other option. It's all just as intense as everyone else. It's like, there's no being on the fence, everything's so, you know.
I wonder what would happen if no one voted. Like, imagine, everybody went on strike, like shit hit the fan, like, people were straight up killing people, like, the police officers and government officials, so all the normal population and the people that can vote were just like, fuck it, we're not voting. Do you think there's some, like, law, constitution behind them? Because
yeah,
is it president
think,
against president, then?
I think the president just keeps being the president.
But, Matt, what if it was his second year?
Or his second term?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't think it matters. Because I think he was a president, he'll just keep being the president. But also, I think that they would just do the election anyway.
But imagine... Okay.
Like, because they have the Electoral College and all that.
Oh, yeah. So it's just like the... There'd have to be a lot of people not voting for that shit, too.
Yeah. Like, they could get, like, three people to vote.
Yeah,
and it's
at
like,
least.
Oh, well, two voted Trump and one
imagine
voted
losing
Biden.
A presidential vote by three votes. 3-0, like, imagine.
3-0, yeah. I feel like getting 2-1 is worse. Like,
that'd be hilarious.
Well, I guess also 3-0 is, like, not one
undefeated.
Person. Not one
imagine
person
Trump got 3-0 against, like, he won against a different president. He was undefeated that election. He could then say that shit until he dies. That shit would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say you, like, swept him.
Yeah. Clean sweep.
Yeah, man. And the other guy would be like, wow, nobody in the country voted for me.
Imagine how, like, she runs again the next year, same shit happens.
Yeah, that's...
Like, that'd be hilarious. Like, what would you do then? Like, can't... Like, politics. I don't understand, like, the job. Like, okay, you do this... You work for them, and then, like, that doesn't work out. Like, politics, I don't think, can get you, like, a good job anywhere, you feel? Or you think there is a good job in politics?
Well, everyone in politics makes a lot of money. So, I think every...
I guess, so.
But it's also so... I don't know. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be able to handle being a politician.
Yeah. Oh, so, side note, when I was trying to interrupt you earlier, my fault. Not trying...
You're good, bro.
I do.
You're good.
At work the other day, I think it was Sunday, I had to do this banquet for this Republican brunch.
Republican brunch?
Republican. It wasn't, didn't say that. It was like political, said something Republican political brunch. I think that was it, actually. And then I had to serve the food, right? Like, there, because Corona.
Yeah.
Bro, this family walked in. It was a grandma, like... A daughter, I think. A son, like, kind of looked the same age as the mom. So they might have been brother and sister. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. And then a teenage girl that was, like, a little bit younger. And then...
How old?
And then, like... Hold on. And then another teenage girl, like, 16. And the girl I didn't tell you was, I'd say, like, 20, maybe? Like, and the two... The brother and sister is, like, 29 or some shit like that. And they were the first people to walk in with no mask on. I started laughing under my mask. No, the best part was the grandma looked like a Karen, bro.
I bet.
It was hilarious.
I think all Republican grandmas look like a Karen.
I mean, that's the only one I've seen. Yeah. And then my girl Janine Vibes was there.
Who is... Oh.
The Yeah. She's a Republican.
Isn't it like, Jean or like G...
G-E-A-N-N-E.
G-E-N?
I call it Janine. And then everybody at my work, they're like, I fucking hate her. I'm like, okay, that's my girl. Stop dissing at her. And
I'm She's not, got a nice sign.
I'm not... Yes, it's nice yellow, got the black letters.
What's the deal?
And then they're like, always like, are you Republican? I'm like, no. But it's my girl Janine Vibes. No, it's like
she's pretty.
She's very pretty, actually.
I like the way she looks.
Nah, she brought her family. I couldn't be thinking that shit when she brought her family.
I would. That's when I would probably.
Her son, bro.
Is hot too.
No.
Okay.
Like if she brought her son, like you'd still be like, oh yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
Damn,
especially. That's... Hey, you want to meet your new dad?
The dad was with them, brother.
You're gonna... Oh, no.
Do you want to meet her second dad?
Okay, so I'll be like a mistress. What's a male mistress called?
Mister.
Mister. I'm gonna be a mister. I'm Jeannie Neves. Mister.
Jeannie Neves.
I'm Grenadine Ives, mister.
Yeah, but like, I don't think someone deserves that much hate. Like, I'm a peaceful dude. I don't really, like, judge people too much. I don't really hate on people. Like, if someone does some dumb shit, or, like, some
horrible
shit...
Well, do you think, like, Hitler deserves that type of hate?
Yeah, he deserves hate.
What if she does Hitler stuff?
To my knowledge, and the public's the public people knowledge, she has not done Hitler shit
yet. But I don't know that, though. I was just making sure.
Yeah. But, no, if she did some, killed some people, then yeah. Because I feel like taking a human life is bad.
Yeah, I think that's pretty bad.
Like, that's when you start, like, you could do bad to it. You can do this, do that. But if you take another human being's life...
Do you think there are any circumstances where you can take a human being's life?
When you're at risk. If someone's trying to kill me, I feel like then I realize that it's all right. If he's trying to eliminate me, he's eliminated. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
No,
dog eat dog world, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But like, if you like stole some money from me, I'm not going to kill you over that. If you... Got with the girl.
I don't know. I'd probably kill someone over money.
Nah, bro.
How much money?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
If I still have money left over, like if I'm not just dead broke.
You got $3 billion, they take $3 billion. What do you do?
It depends who it is. The IRS turn homeless.
Come on, dude. It's money.
You're not gonna kill the IRS.
People
dude.
Kill their moms and dads for money.
Yeah, and that shit's fucked.
Yeah, but
that's when you realize. There something happened in their childhood lives that made them like that. Hmm. Like, one of their past experiences. So, you gotta think of, like, where
true.
That shit came from. Because people aren't born to do that.
Yeah.
Humans weren't made, however they were made, whatever you believe.
Well, they were made to make more babies.
That is true. That's scientifically true, too. So, like, if you, like, that's just fucked. Like, there's no purpose for you to kill someone over... Silly shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you kill someone, like, someone I know, like, it would be, like, that's when it gets, like, it depends on what you kill them over with. If you killed my brother and he was doing some fuck shit to you, I'd be, like, okay.
Yeah, like he was trying
like,
to,
like... I want to get revenge.
Like he was trying to, like, touch my butt.
I mean, I don't think my brother would do
no,
that.
No, me neither, but this is, you know... In fantasy land.
I mean, that's not that bad. If you try to fucking, like...
No. I mean, like, touch the inside of my butt.
Touch your butt.
Like, take... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach, more like...
Oh, like...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Whoa.
And then I hit him with a roundhouse kick to the temple. You know?
Damn, man.
Then I think it's fair.
Low. Yeah. But, like... You want to kill him off lap, but if you then like proceeded to,
I think it would never really be a problem in the first place because you know I got them steel cheeks, so really
I was trying to keep the conversation a little more.
Apologies. Continue.
Not cheeks of steel. Yeah, I mean, I'm not too upset about it.
My bad.
Nah, that's cool. So that conversation ended there. That was a good conversation though. It wasn't bad. You feel?
It was phenomenal.
So, we went to Chicago, right?
Yeah, we did.
When was that? This weekend, right?
That was, this past weekend.
How was it for you?
It was
Keep it vague. Don't go into deep description.
Of course. It was, it was very fun.
Very fun. What was the favorite thing, the best thing you did? Was it taking the shit in the Target? Oh, no, the piss in the Target? Or was it...
Man, the best thing I did...
Spinning David around, having point to a direction?
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah, I liked verbally abusing my little sister, too.
Oh, damn, on the train ride home?
Train ride there.
Bro, you were possessed on the train ride home. You were just so tired and shit.
Yeah,
a couple other factors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man.
Like...
I was really tired.
Bro, remember the people behind us on the train home? They were like, they liked us.
They did, yeah.
Because the guy was like passed out.
It was the whole car pretty much.
That was fun. It was all like kind of one, you feel?
Yeah,
like,
there was a warmth.
Yeah, there was a familiar warmth.
Yeah, for sure.
And like the person that was behind you that told you to shh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you like beating the fuck out of your sister or some shit. He looked me dead in the eyes, and I like deadass, I was like this. I was looking around. I'm like, who are you talking to? Because like I was tired too, same factors.
But then
like,
what did I say to him immediately?
No, you didn't say anything. Then David was like, looked at him. He was like, looked at me, and I was going like this. I remember seeing him as I was like looking around, and he said, "Hey, he told you to be quiet." And as he said that, I said, "Who is he talking to you?" And then I was just generally confused because like we weren't making that much noise. No. So I was like, wait, and the people behind us were talking then too.
Yeah.
So I looked at them. I'm like,
but then what did I say though?
I forgot what you said.
I said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's when I was like, because like, if you said shut up, like that wouldn't be bad, but like you had to hit him with the.
I did.
The fuck up. Like it wasn't.
They were swearing. They were our age, so I could say whatever I want.
Yeah, and like they started making noise too after. They were making noise before, and they told us to be quiet too.
Okay, so here's the way I look at it.
They were
also
trying to make out with their girls.
Yeah, dude.
And we were trying to have.
They're
some
gonna
fun.
Not show me the respect. Like, why wouldn't I swear at them to show respect? Sure. They're gonna not give me respect. Tell me to. I'm enjoying myself on a 6:40 train. No one's trying to sleep on the train. Shut the fuck up.
The guy behind us.
The guy was drinking.
He was off
the guy
drugs
was drinking and,
shit. And
taking Xanax bars.
He was out. And his wife was carrying him home.
So I told him to shut the fuck up, and I felt really good about it.
Yeah, and then he proceeded to beat the fuck out of his sister.
Yeah, okay. But I didn't really, come on.
I mean, she did. She only had a few bruises, but.
No, but.
Aslan,
I love
not
you.
A woman hitter.
I love you, Aslan.
I mean, well, to my knowledge, I don't know. I'm not with.
Well, behind the scenes, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Oh yeah, my mom, my grandma. Like, okay. If a woman like talks back to me, it's basically
a backhand or a front hand. What do you prefer?
Oof, close fist. Yeah.
Damn.
Yes.
So, don't record that.
No. Keep it in. Let them know.
I mean, what about your? That would ruin your future chances with girls.
No.
Yes, bro.
They respect it.
No, you're gonna date someone, and then those actions are gonna come out. That's dead ass how it works. Like, I'm not trying to just say like, oh, you're a woman hitter, but like, studies show that if you have a problem with like, your mom, like I know it's not with you. Like, I'm just fucking with you right now.
Oh yeah.
But like, I'm talking about like, in general.
No, for sure. Yeah, dude. If people hit their mom, they hit their wives generally.
Well, or girlfriends.
Yeah.
Or just random women they don't like.
Yeah. Well, that I can understand more than. Your girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I still want to do that.
What if a bitch hits you?
Oh,
and when I say
shit.
Bitch, I don't mean women in general. I love women. But I mean like a true bitch.
A woman that was being a bitch.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like
a pure bitch through, like through and
pure
through.
Pure bred bitch?
Yeah.
Bitch?
Yes. Like the Great Dane of bitches, you know?
Yeah.
Pure bred.
Does she got a deep voice or a loud voice? I mean, deep voice or like high pitch like a girl?
I don't know. Probably, you know that. It's like bubbly, kind of. You know.
She's a fucking alien.
Yeah. She. It's disgusting.
Well.
That's why she's. You know. It's just one of the things.
Beating the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't like it for sure. But I don't.
I'd probably knock her out. I'd give her.
Nah, I feel like that's a little intense.
Well,
like,
probably,
it's more reasonable, but, like, same time not, you feel?
Well, also, I'd give her the benefit of just a one-punch knockout, you know? I'm not beating the shit out of her. I'm just, you know, putting her to sleep real fast. Yeah.
That was kind of sick. You got snot up in your nose?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, because I make that noise.
Yeah, I can make a lot of weird noises.
Make the weirdest noise possible. I think I know what it is.
I'm not doing it. No.
Second?
No.
Third?
No.
The coolest noise you can do.
The
not
coolest
weirdest.
Coolest noise I know?
Like, when you think of cool, do the noise.
Okay. I gotta lick my lips real fast. 1 second.
You can say a sentence or something?
No.
Oh, you think that's the coolest
that's
thing?
That's cool, man. And girls really like it when you do that, too.
For real?
Yeah, they love it.
I've never tried it.
Try it. They love it.
Am I gonna get slapped and then
no,
you're gonna be lined up to get
They love it.
Oh, for real? Yeah. All types of girls? Like, no matter what?
Yeah, generally.
Oh,
only real. The weird ones don't like it, really.
Oh. And there's not a lot of weird girls, right?
No, there are. Oh. Well, no. Actually,
oh.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, it depends on where you are, you know. That's what I meant. Where you at?
WYA, baby.
Yeah. WYA, where you at?
Yeah.
Give me like, a location, and I'll tell you if there's, you know, the percentage of weird to normal.
Jacksonville,
Florida?
Florida.
Oh, man. Probably. Now, you picked an interesting one there because...
You're an expert?
Yeah, I am. Because that's probably one of the most, you know, highly populated areas of women who appreciate that type of thing.
Oh, for real?
It's like a 99-to-1 ratio.
Damn.
I'd say. You go to a little, you know, you could find a, like, a meth head.
Oh,
right,
those
right.
Have chicks,
yeah. Okay, well, that's most of them, though, in Jacksonville.
Oh, shit, I'm not going to Jacksonville anytime soon.
Well, you should, because it's easy to get girls there.
Alright, let's change the topic.
Okay, let's.
To what?
I don't know. Your favorite type of water. Your favorite water bottle brand.
I don't have one. I don't care about water. Alright, hold on. I got you a question.
Okay. Can I say mine first, though?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Fiji. Continue. Fiji? Yeah.
No, that leads into my question.
Good.
How does it feel to be a rapper?
How does it feel to be a rapper? I mean, you know. How many words do I have to describe it?
You got...
It feels bad. It does. I don't like it, really.
That's too many already.
Okay.
No, so I'm just saying. Terrible. Keep going. Dirty story.
It's not fun to be a rapper, like...
For real?
Yeah,
just
like...
too many drugs, too many women, too many sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty... No, it's because I'm not, like, a good rapper.
Oh,
so,
bro, don't say that, bro.
No, listen, let me explain it.
Oh, you got a reason behind it.
Yeah. One second.
Drink up.
One
first.
Second. Let me take a sip.
Hydration, bro. Water is the key to life.
Okay.
That's not Fiji, though.
No, this is Kirkland, you know, because we're in the dog days right now.
What do I got? Oh, I got Puro.
Come on, you got Puraqua. Okay.
That's straight gas, bro.
It is gas. I give it to you.
Gas for all things, too, not just drinking.
Really?
Boiling.
Yes.
Watering plants.
Well, even after I boil it, I drink it. Not many people do that. Like,
oh, so it cleans all the
right, like
bacteria.
I make a spaghetti, and then I'll
wait.
You know,
so you eat the raw?
Yeah. No.
No, you eat the raw spaghetti noodles. I think they call that, and then just drink the boiling water.
No, I don't eat the raw spaghetti
noodles.
Just I throw them away.
You make spaghetti in your stomach.
No, I make, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing extreme. Opposite of what you're trying to say.
No. I make the spaghetti, right? In the Puraqua water.
Oh.
Boil it up. Take the spaghetti out of the boiled water.
Is this a secret recipe? Should you say it, or...
It's, you know...
Are you not going to finish it all
It's
the way?
A secret recipe that I don't want to be a secret anymore.
Oh, it's coming out.
It's coming out. Here it is.
What's the name of it?
It's called spaghetti after... After boiled spaghetti water.
Spaghetti, boiled,
yeah.
After, spaghetti.
Yeah, add the arms, please.
That'll be the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm playing. Possibly.
Possibly.
All right, continue with the...
The rapper?
No.
Enough about the spaghetti water. You just drink the spaghetti water. That's
okay,
it.
So back to the rapper. How does it feel? Mr. Rosie, is it?
Yeah, I mean... My cool friends like to say Rosé.
Rosé.
Yeah.
That sounds like rosé, like that wine.
Yeah.
You like upper class, like the wine.
I mean, look at me. Obviously, I'm upper class.
Girls like the rosé, and
they do. Hey, things are looking up for me right now.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Numbers picking up? Or different
Well, you know, hey, let's just say that there are some girls on speed dial, you know.
Oh, shit. The rap for life is treating you good, it sounds like.
It is, you know.
But I mean, at the same time, nah, because...
But at the same time, it's terrible because I'm in the studio 24/7.
Oh, shit, for real? You don't got time for school anymore? Or a little time for homework and shit.
Well, I have time, but I choose not to do school, yeah.
Damn.
I don't like it.
You're a very inspirational dude.
Yeah, well...
Kids should look up to you.
Well, hey, you know, you do good on tests.
You do good on tests, you do good in the studio. That's how it works.
That's what I'm saying. And,
Drake, smart as fuck, bro.
Basically, you don't gotta have good grades to be smart.
Yeah, I could back that.
But it's good to have good grades.
Alright, so that kind of leads us into the next topic.
Okay.
What's your plans for after high school? You don't have to say it if you don't want to.
I'm going to the NHL, man.
Okay, what team?
I don't know, man. Whoever has first overall in 2022.
So, then how long are you going to play in the NHL? On the same team. Are you going to be on the same team, transfer teams?
Well, that's difficult. It depends on what team dress me, you know?
What if it's your ideal team?
Oh, my God.
Then you're chilling there for a while?
Then I'll play there until I retire, dude.
When's that? When's you going to retire?
As late as possible.
Like what? Like how old is like late retirement?
Well, like players? I'd be like the latest of the late, and I would be like, wow, he's 48 and he's still, you know, in the league.
So is that when you retire? 48? 49?
Around there, yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do after? Are you going to invent something?
Well, probably, no.
Because all the guests I have on my show, I'm going to ask them what they're going to invent.
Okay, so...
Nico didn't have an invention because...
No, I bet he didn't. Nico's not very bright.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. Nico's a heck of a guy.
Nico's fun.
Yeah, Nico's fun.
Nico's Nico. Martinez.
But yeah, I'll give you a good invention.
Yeah, give me one.
I'm gonna invent something called the tree boy.
Tree boy.
Yeah.
Explain it.
Well, I feel like there's not enough trees. And I want there to be more trees, you know?
So, is it going to be, like, a foundation to plant more trees and shit?
No.
Or is it going to be an actual, like, boy?
It's going to be a little robot boy.
Not a real boy.
Could be a real boy.
Like, Groot. Bro, imagine inventing Groot and then he just plants trees.
Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll invent Groot.
Damn, you just stole my idea, man.
Well, you know,
damn.
Hey.
Nah, I got a better idea.
No, you don't?
No. A different.
Okay.
They're equal, but different.
Probably not equal.
If you want to be like that, you can hop out the whip.
I get out. Let me get my 5959 in real fast.
Don't get out then.
Okay.
So, my invention was, I brought this up in the last podcast, but it's an idea. Imagine if we could see smells.
Okay.
So, something.
That doesn't interest me.
For real?
Yeah, because usually you can already see what's making a smell. So that's like kind of dumb.
Like you can't see the smells.
Well, here's the thing. You can, right?
Because, no, you can't. You can see the origin of them.
Right, like
you can't see where the smells are going,
nah,
though.
Shut up.
Nope. Because
I cook a pizza.
You know where that you see the pizza.
Yeah. I smell
you
cheese.
You see the sausage.
I smell
you
cheese.
You see the cheese.
I smell cheese and sausage.
From where? Can you smell it from your kitchen?
I can smell it everywhere. Because it's all around me. That's
No. Is the cheese and sausage all around you?
Yeah.
No, you can't see stuff all around you.
Yeah, you can.
No, you cannot. All right, so can you smell it in your room?
Yeah.
Is there pizza in your room?
No.
Therefore, you would see the smell. You would see it turn yellow like cheese.
That's dumb.
No, you could turn it on and off when you want to, too. Are you really dissing my invention, dude? You realize you just did that, dude.
Dude, you just said it's as good as Groot.
I invented Groot too, bro.
You didn't invent Groot. Stan
I brought
Lee.
It up.
Stan Lee, he invented Groot.
Yeah, oh, that's next subject.
Okay. Moving on.
Movie. Favorite movie. Favorite series.
Favorite series of movies?
Yeah.
I don't know, Back to the Future, probably.
Back to the Future? Which
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you mean? You asked for a series. Back to the Future.
Alright, next question.
One,
which
two,
one?
Then one, two. Next question, which one? Which one? Probably two. Two is always my favorite.
Two?
Yeah.
Describe it.
Well, you know, there's Marty and there's Doc Brown, okay? And there's a DeLorean, And Marty just gets back, and it's set, you know, right after the first one ends, mm-hmm. where they go into the past, right, to the 50s.
So the first one is 50s.
50s, okay. Right.
Second one is what?
Get back. Let me get there.
Okay, my bad.
So, so Marty and his girlfriend, right, they're about to go. They're about to wrestle, and, yeah, they wrestle. Well, you know, come on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, because he just saved her or whatever.
Yeah. Think anybody would.
You get saved. You get to wrestle.
You get a victory wrestle.
Yeah, you know.
You championship. You choose who, too.
A title shot.
Yeah. Heavyweight.
Yeah.
Well, or lightweight. Anyway.
Well, you know, hey. Let's not get into details, but.
I continue.
Doc Brown comes out in the DeLorean, yeah, right? And it's like. He's like, oh, dude, I just messed up or whatever, man. Grab some trash cans, throw it in the gas chamber. Is that what it's called? Gas tank. Throw it in the tank, the garbage, because it runs on garbage.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, Doc, what's going on? That's Marty. Well, Doc, what's going on? He's like, shut up.
Someone's gonna die, right?
And he's like, can I bring my girl? And he's like, just get in. And so they get in, they go to the future. And
oh, future.
Yeah. This is the future.
2015, 20, right?
2015, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit now.
Yeah, and it's just a really good movie.
The Cubs are going to win in that year.
Yeah, man. Really cool shoes, too.
Those exist, too.
Yeah, but they suck. I feel like
they definitely made some newer versions that are good now, okay, I heard.
That's good.
They're still not the same thing. They don't tie, but they're like...
Okay, well...
I don't know. It's weird. It's interesting.
Whatever, though. You know.
Computer in a shoe.
Yeah.
Kind of. Machine in a shoe.
Yeah, machine in a shoe.
Mashoo.
No, that sounds...
I'm a count
that sounds like an Asian, like a racist Asian thing.
Mashoo?
Yeah, so just avoid that, I think.
No, don't say in a high pitch, just mashoo.
Okay.
I'm gonna count me some mashoos.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
That's it.
So don't be like, okay, never mind.
yeah, we might want to stay away from that. What's your favorite... place?
Man, probably the ice rink.
Nature place.
Favorite nature place? I like Niagara Falls a lot.
Niagara? You've been there before?
Yeah, a couple times.
I went on a road trip from here, to Niagara Falls, actually, in New York. And we drove, I forgot what car it was in, but I don't think it was that big. And we stayed somewhere different each night. Mm. And we stayed in this cabin once, and, there was a mini golf course at like the campground, kind of like, but it was like cabins instead of the campers, and there was like zip lining over the pond.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then I went to the Baseball Hall of Fame when I was still into baseball in Cooperstown, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm not a big baseball man. So
yeah, I was, but I'm not really.
Come on, you can still slug.
Oh yeah, no doubt, but yeah, I'm playing. I could still throw pretty decent, though.
You was a pitcher?
No, that was horrible. I played pitcher, like, 5 games out of 105 games, probably.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's obvious why, because I was the best pitcher in the league, so they didn't want me to play too much.
Yeah.
But,
That makes sense, yeah?
Nah, it's horrible. I didn't know how to pitch, either. I didn't know, like, how to have the foot and then the ball and that shit. Like, I would always, like, just walking, kind of, non-intentionally. But, hey, just having some fun back in the day.
Yeah, man. Taking the mound, you know, throwing a couple
heaters.
Balls. Yeah, throwing a couple heaters, you know.
So you like hockey?
I love it, yeah, man.
Second favorite sport to play?
First favorite? What do you mean?
No, what's your second?
Hockey's your first. That's what I thought. I had to make sure.
Yeah.
My second favorite sport to play... Probably, I don't know, football. Spike ball.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Spike ball is a reoccurring event on this channel.
Yeah, that's
podcast.
It's very fun.
Yeah. I like the professional league and that shit. That shit looks cool.
I feel like I'm just as good as they are.
I feel like you have potential.
Well, I appreciate that. And, yeah, I feel like if you throw me in with those guys, I'll immediately adapt. And
oh, yeah.
Comes
right at your face.
Come on, I'm like that.
So we're just gonna forget about when I served the ball and it hit your glasses.
Oh, you're talking about at 8:30 p.m. when the lights were in my eyes. Yeah.
Nope.
Fine.
At 9:30 at night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Spike ball is fun.
Spike ball is very fun. You know, it's thrilling. It's like, oh, wow, what am I? You know, you just kind of pull stuff out of your ass.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, I did that. Yeah,
I like it because it's very fast-paced.
Oh shit, he did that.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's why I like hockey, too. I don't like these slow-paced games, you know.
I like Cubs games, though, like, in real life.
Yeah, everything in person is fun.
And I feel like there's one sport. Soccer is, like, kind of, like, I used to like it a lot.
Yeah, I guess they're always moving, but they're always moving so much. Like, they have so much distance. Players? Yeah, they have so much distance. It's like 20 minutes and they're at the other side of the field.
Yeah, it's slow paced as fuck.
Yeah, and it's also really, really terrible. It's bad. It's
for real? You think it's bad?
Yeah, terrible.
You think the sport in general, or just watching the sport?
The sport in general is terrible. So
you hate it?
Hate it, yep.
Like, to play it too?
Playing it, yep.
Damn. I kind of like it. I was a goalie, though.
I'd play goalie. If the friends were playing soccer, I'd be goalie, yeah.
I was really fucking good, too, but...
No, you weren't.
But then freshman year happened.
You were good at the intramurals league?
Yeah, that's... Parks and Rec, baby.
That's sick. So you were really good. I take it back.
Yeah. I let only, like, 2 goals in one season out of, like, 16 games. And I played 15. Because I wasn't there for one. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got a question for you.
What up?
What's your credit card number and your address, your home address?
Well, it is classified information.
Okay.
Nah, I don't got a credit card yet.
No, but I know you got a home address.
Straight cash, baby. Yeah. You know my home address. You've been there before, bro.
You're right. He lives at 7.
771.
72. No, it's 7-2, don't lie.
771.
Okay, 771. Drive. Drive.
TP Lane.
TP Lane.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro. TEEPEE.
No, TI.
Imagine. Well, you know, Native Americans, they lived in teepees.
Do you live in one?
No, I don't live in one.
Do you want to live in one?
No, of course not. Are you kidding me? Those little disgusting... No. No.
That's racist.
What's racist about not wanting to live in a little shit shack?
That's like saying that Native Americans are shitty people.
No, it's not. I'm part Native American, so... Shut up.
You can say anything if that was a valid excuse. Oh, shit. You say some racial slur? No, I'm...
Yeah, well, 5%. The difference is I didn't say a fucking racial slur.
Yeah, I feel I was just... It's still, like... You could... It lets you say anything by saying that. You feel?
Yeah, because it's true.
Like, you can get out of it.
Yeah, you can. And it makes sense.
It could still not be true, though.
All
right, switch the topic.
Okay.
Best story from middle school.
Best story from middle school?
Yes, sir.
I gotta be honest with you. I pushed out a lot of middle school because of how terrible it was.
For real?
No.
Kenyon Woods?
No, yeah, well, you know, a couple of them. But Kenyon Woods, well, there was a girl I liked.
Oh, shit.
Right? This is funny to me.
I might know this. Don't say no names, though, unless you want.
Of course not.
I mean,
unless
you might have a chance now.
Unless I want. Yeah, I probably do.
Damn.
I actually tried to snap her.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
What was up with it?
Well, it was like a while back, kind of. I don't really know, but.
Skip the emotional shit.
It's not really emotional.
No, I'm just talking about, like, people might find that interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, bro. I'm not trying to diss you out. That's fine.
If I thought you were boring, I'd say, bro, you're boring.
I guess, bro, but I just wanted to say that she left me unopened. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, so. Is that? So that's it.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, my bad. I didn't know it was gonna end right there. I thought you were gonna go on and on. Like,
no, I was gonna say, so I snapped her and she left me unopened.
Alright, so back to the...
So, I guess I'm not as sexy as I thought I was.
Dude, you're...
Enough!
You're not as sexy as you think you are, but you're not horrible.
Fair enough. And one time, she asked me to do something, right?
Ooh, like...
I was in 8th grade, right? And I was playing it cool, you know?
Like, go do something?
Go do something. Go do something.
Go do something.
No, not like, no, like not.
Oh, so go do something.
Yeah, like not okay. Come like, come rub my toes, you know?
Oh.
Not that, but like.
I wouldn't do that shit.
No, you wouldn't?
Rub her toes?
I bet she's got really pretty toes, honestly.
If she want a foot rub, I'll be like, okay. But like, just rub her toes? That's okay, weird.
Dude, that's a foot rub. It's just a different way of saying it. Come on.
Oh, so you meant foot rub?
Yeah, but if she also asked me to pop one in my mouth, I'd do it.
Fuck that. Next conversation. Or back to the original conversation. Best middle school story.
Man, that's it. And
just to hang out?
It's just the one I remember the most. I think it's really funny.
Okay.
And she asked me to hang out.
Did I know this girl?
Yeah.
Is she popular?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know anymore, really.
Just tell me and I'll tell you if she's popular.
Well, she asked me to do something and I was like, no, I have hockey practice.
Was that real?
Was it real?
Yeah.
Or yeah, just it was saying, real. Like, yeah.
Like just trying to get out.
Well, here's the thing, right? I'm a team player and I do whatever I have to for my squad.
Oh, for real?
That's why they're about to vote me as alternate captain.
Not main captain, though?
No, come on. I mean, there's a guy who deserves it more than me and he's got it and I'm happy he does, you know?
Wait, so why is there an alternate captain? I don't know that much about hockey.
Well, because one guy gets the C, two guys get the A. You know what I'm saying? He's our leader man.
So you're the assistant. Captain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But basically I never played it. I was ever able to play it cool again.
Damn.
Yeah, and I just think that's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like stuff like that in life, like you can't do anything about
it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you probably could, but like, what's the trouble?
No, it's fun. It's just, you know.
She's not the right one.
It's a fond memory.
Yeah.
It's a fond memory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
So,
funny.
So no funny stories from
I think I could probably have a couple.
Elementary school, maybe?
Elementary school.
If you can
school.
Remember all the way back.
Man,
then.
Well, I just always remember... I can't think of any stories that are really, like, out of the ordinary because I've always been a piece of shit, you know?
Oh.
Like,
so it makes sense that...
Yeah, it's okay. Like... It's like there's, like, one time... Okay, so somebody told me... Also, eighth grade. Somebody told me in English that Anne Frank, the Jewish, I don't know,
yeah,
hero,
I know.
I guess you could say... The Jewish little girl hero?
Idol?
Yeah, sure. I pick hero.
Same thing, pretty much.
Okay.
A hero is an idol.
True. And one time someone told me that a rat ate. She died because there was a rat.
A rat ate her?
A rat that ate, yeah, but from the inside out.
How did it get inside her?
I don't know.
Was this in 7th or 8th grade?
This was 8th grade.
Damn, you still don't think that was bullshit?
Come on, come on. I still think it's true.
Dog.
How did she die?
She got captured, I'm pretty sure, eventually.
Yeah, and what did they do? They put a rat in her vagina, and it ate the way there.
You count that off right there. That shit's, like...
No, okay, well, that's what I was told happened, right?
Okay.
And so I screamed out, or not screamed out, but kind of loud. I was, like, so shocked by it. I was like, Anne Frank got eaten out by a rat?
Who told you this?
I don't remember. But,
Just some random kid, a 7th grader.
Yeah, some random kid told me that, and the teacher heard it.
She got mad?
Kind of. But I was always kind of able to get away with stuff like that.
Who was your favorite teacher? Freshman, or not freshman, high school, middle school, elementary.
My favorite high school ever. Teacher
is in general.
In general. There was a 4th grade teacher named Miss Burnell. She was really nice.
What school did you go to?
Horizon Elementary.
I don't know where that is.
Shout out my sons, my fellow sons. And, but now it's probably Miss Gleason.
Miss Gleason?
Yeah.
This year?
You got freshman this year?
Oh, freshman.
Yeah.
Why was she good?
She just was, you know?
Okay, and she's, good description.
And she was... She's just nice to talk to you and like about real stuff though, you know.
What was she? What teacher was she?
A biology.
I don't know.
You never took biology?
No, I had to take biology, bro. I remember like some people didn't pass freshman year because they failed biology.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, right?
It was hard as fuck at the end, like the one hard test.
That's true. I actually, because of that, I had a D, and then the last 3 days, like the school year, I went from a D to a B.
That's awesome. I went to a C from an A, I'm pretty sure. Or like a low C to a high B.
That's nice.
Yeah, that shit doesn't happen
anymore.
Hey,
I'll take a low B. Well, I guess they care more about your GPA than the actual letter, right?
But who cares? Which, it's going to be a higher GPA if it's a higher letter, though. If it's, like, closer to an A, then that's going to show up on the GPA.
Right, and it's better to have a GPA of a B than a GPA of a C.
Yeah.
Yeah. So either way, you look at it.
You're doing good in school right now? Like, grade-wise?
Yeah, things aren't bad, you know.
Assignment-wise? You got a lot of missing assignments?
I mean, hey, formatives are, you know, they don't count for a grade.
I'm trying to, like, I say that too. Then mom's like, no.
My mom does the same thing, but I just can't really bring myself to do them.
Me too. I deadass, like, I gave it my best for, like, probably a week now. Yeah. Not a week, but this week and, like, Friday and Thursday of last week. Like, I tried to do it. I just get started and it's like, no.
Yeah, no.
Because it's not just trying to be like, oh, fuck school, like that. But generally, like, it's like kind of challenging, but if I wanted to figure out, I could. I just don't have, like, not the attention span, because I'll, like, I won't go on my phone or anything or do something else. I would just be sitting there, like, bored.
Yeah, well, especially if, like, I feel like I get a lot of this stuff in classes, you know? And it's like, if, I mean, I don't know. But hey, let's move on from that, please.
Yeah, let's do it. Favorite way to work out?
I like hockey.
Hockey.
But like an actual workout.
Somewhat.
I like to run.
How fast do you run? Miles per hour.
Miles per hour? I don't know. Probably. At my fastest, I got up to, like, 9 miles an hour.
Slowest?
I don't know. My slowest is 0.
0.001.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty slow, actually.
Yeah, well, I can stop entirely. So that's a skill I have.
That's good.
Yeah, man, it's...
Some people don't have that.
True. A lot of people can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop.
I mean, I will stop, but... Some people.
Yeah, well, I actually don't. I choose not to stop most of the time.
What you mean?
I'm persistent, you know.
Consistent, like.
Persistent. Someone will tell me no, right? But nah, you don't tell me no. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
You know, I mean, why not go for what you want?
Live life how you want to.
Yeah.
We're all in the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
I personally think I found it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, like, I don't get phased by shit anymore. Other than car problems. Car problems is the only thing I get phased by. Like, yeah. That's when I start to get mad. Like, anything else, like, I don't care. Trump says some dumb shit. Okay. My mom says some dumb shit. Not some dumb shit. It's kind of disrespectful, but, like, some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Same thing with my boss. I feel like that helps me out, me being so peaceful with my boss, because everybody would be mad at my boss because he would say something. He'd be like, why hasn't anybody taken their order yet? And they're just like, I don't know, like, do you want me to go do it? And then someone will eventually go. And then, like, they're all, like, because it was, like, my third day there or something, and they're like, oh, don't worry about him. And I'm like, okay. I was kind of laughing.
Yeah.
Because they just sat down, and it's just funny to think, like, that's not too absurd, but it is kind of,
like that too.
Intense.
If something is more absurd than anything, it's like, how do you not laugh at that? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, really, they just sat down, like, they probably don't even want us to go over there yet.
Exactly, they just want to sit down, get comfortable.
Yeah, let me take my coat off first, sir.
Yeah, or put a coat on.
Yeah, sure. They're cold.
Yeah.
Maybe the AC's bumping in the banquet hall.
Yeah. I like it. It's a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you like your job.
Yeah. You gonna get a job?
Yeah.
When do you think? When's hockey? Winter?
I won't get a job.
You won't?
Nah. I just said I would, but I'm not gonna. Just school and hockey. That's what I focus on.
In the
on.
Summer, you gonna try to?
Yeah, in the summer I get a job. Yeah, I work in the summer.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Some people aren't working.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine.
And, like, I feel like who people, like, if they're doing good in school and they have nothing going on in the social, like, with their life, like, they're not, like, don't have any sports or anything like that, they should at least, like, start thinking of it, you feel?
Yeah. Because,
like, some people are, like, they're going to be surprised when they hit 18 and see how much, like, their parents change up, you feel?
I guess, but even if I didn't work, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's like, I understand that 18 is when it happens, but you can do whatever you want right now, really. And I don't think you have to worry about working, because especially a lot of, like, especially in our area, you don't have to worry about working. Like, you don't need the money but you have.
If you have plans, like me personally, I have plans after.
If you're working towards something you want. But a lot of the times what people want is just to, you know.
Like, I hate it
those people go to college. Like, they're already paid to go to college. It doesn't matter.
I'm talking about, like, when they want stuff for themselves. Then I feel like they should get a job.
Yeah.
Because if they want stuff from themselves and they're only, like, mowing the lawn for, like, your grandma or some shit, like, that's not bad. Like, that's making money. But, we should start thinking of how to make consistent money. And people who have cars, because they're relying off their parents then. And parents aren't going to like that, you feel?
Yeah. What I, like, because I don't really, my parents don't really pay for my gas, right? So I guess I say that stuff, but I also, like, get money. Like, I do, like, odd jobs, you know?
Yeah. Like, I do that occasionally, too. Like, do favors for my mom, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it for other people, too. Like,
what's an odd job? What can I call? Like, what can I call you up for and be like, "Yo, do this for me."
Well, me and Young Darvish.
Yeah, what y'all do?
We're really good at you know, you get some mulch dumped on your driveway, and we'll move it wherever you want it, all of it. Yeah.
For real, and not leave a speck on the driveway.
Nah, well, that's because we fucking sweep it into the grass, but yeah.
Like, people may have, like, bloody feet from walking out.
I mean, only for a little, and then, you know, fucking wind will blow and
blow it back on the driveway.
Yeah. But we'll be gone and paid by then. So.
Yeah, you'll be chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is that the only thing? Is that your jack of spades? I think that's how the expression
is. I mean, I do some shoveling in the winter for sure.
Oh, shit, that's not bad. I sometimes I like shoveling, but sometimes I fucking hate it.
It's nice to just, you know, especially since there's AirPods now. Oh, throwing an AirPod, just shovel. It's kind of nice. I like snow, too. But also, I hate it.
I come in all wet. That's when I start to get mad. If I'm cold as fuck, I'm okay. But when I'm wet, it's like, come on.
Man, I throw
unless it's in the spring, dude.
I throw on those 6 pairs of pants, my long johns, you know, my snow boots and shit. I'm not worried about getting wet.
I use my NMDs to do that shit. Boom.
Yeah, all
my
forget
socks.
That,
I'm
bro.
Like, fuck.
So I can understand
but
your
most
pain.
Of the time, I get it, like, shoveled up or snowblowed up before, and I'm just walking on, like, the padded down or nothing, depending on the snow. The other day, I was over there at that park, and I saw this mom. She's walking up to the park with her kid while smoking a cigarette.
Okay.
While there are other kids there. And she kept smoking it. She didn't put it out as she got closer to the
Well, place. I gotta be honest, man. You know.
That's not right.
I've been surrounded by that my whole life, so that doesn't really...
Yeah, but it was... How young were you?
I mean...
Since you can remember?
Yeah. Everyone I've ever known that's been an adult has been... Pretty much.
Smoking cigarettes,
you know, like,
Oh.
I mean, but there, except, like, you know,
But, like, going to a park, I, like, if you do it around your own kid, it's like, okay. But if you go up to other people's kids, you feel, in a public park, like, that's when it kind of crosses the line.
I guess, but, like, if I smoke cigarettes... Like, if I had a habit, I would do it. Like, I would do that at a park. Like, if I... Like, anything.
With kids there?
Dude, if I smoked...
Nah, bro.
If I smoked cigarettes, you know, like a 70s actor, or if I smoked weed like Snoop Dogg, I would just do that in a park.
Not with kids. You got... Because, like, then you gotta think of other people's kids. They don't want them to turn out, like... Like, some people are, like, strange with parenting. Like, they all have their different mindset of how, like, to raise a good kid, you feel?
Yeah.
And, like, that might contradict what they're saying, like, what they're trying to teach their kid.
Well, I feel like that's only because they're not a good enough parent to...
No, I'm talking young age, bro. I'm not talking, like, 10, 11, 12, 8, 9. I'm talking about, like, 6.
Yeah, well, then what's a little kid gonna give a shit about a cigarette at 6 for?
No, because if you keep smoking them around the other kids and shit like that, they can remember that shit. And then when they get older, they start to remember, like, they start to feel like it's more... Like, it's okay to do, you feel?
Yeah, that's true. But also, I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, I feel like it's up to the kid. Because if you have someone who smokes around you, right, like an adult, mm-hmm. it's like you're one of two ways. You're either, oh, why do you smoke cigarettes? It's because, you know, it's because someone smoked. Why do you not smoke cigarettes? It's because someone smoked. You know what I mean? That's how it is. It's like...
What?
It's like, we'll say, why do you smoke cigarettes? Well, I smoke cigarettes because my dad smoked cigarettes my whole life.
Well, they want to straight say that, but that's what would be subconsciously. We've talked about subconsciously.
Some people
before.
Could say that. Like,
it would be hard.
Like
be
people like, who are alcoholics?
Yeah, that's hard for them to say. No, it's hard for them to come out of it.
I feel
and
like,
then they say it easily after they're
I
out
feel like
of
a lot of alcoholics say it pretty easily. Like, because they look for something to blame. So I think so.
I thought they were more shameful of it. Like, some people. Like, I can understand, like, some people are like, okay, but I feel like the other... I'd say it could be 50-50. I haven't met too many alcoholics in my life that's, like, had that, like, horrible alcoholism where they can't do shit. I've had some people in my life that can, like, be drunk all day and then go to work, have a consistent job.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's the only type that I've known, too.
But yeah, that's what, like...
But I feel like that's worse because it makes them think that they don't have a problem as much. Because they get something done what they want to get done. Because it's a legitimate justification. Like, I could drink as much as I want. Like, I go to work and I get...
I feel like once you get over 21, like, I feel like it's up to you. Like, if you're still a good human being, like, you don't fucking kill shit and, like, shit like that.
Yeah.
And still have a consistent job. You're not, like, begging for anything. Like, you're stable.
I mean, I feel like it's not... I mean, you
I feel like
definitely...
driving you should still be cautious with.
Definitely don't drink and drive. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you have a big tolerance for it, you would still blow high, but you wouldn't, like, feel drunk as fuck. And you could be capable of, like, fine.
Well, I guess, but don't get past a 0.08 or whatever, and it's fine. I don't give a you know, I really don't care if the tolerance is high and they're totally fine, but they still have a 0.08.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they should be cautious about doing it. If they're alcoholics, they should realize, like, oh, shit. Because if they're like that, because then they could still be, like... harmful to other people while they drive a car because cars are fucking deadly.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you're kind of like, okay, that's kind of unacceptable. But, like, if you could do everything else fine.
Yeah.
Like, then that's more acceptable to be... And, like, if it... Like, okay, it fucks up your body and makes you die fast, but it's your body, sure, like...
So whatever, you know?
It's like, if it's not affecting anybody else, if you...
Right.
Then it's okay.
If it's not affecting anyone else, yeah.
I think that's the key thing for...
It's almost always affecting somebody else, though, in this situation.
Yeah, well, some people not really.
Except for, like, 20-year-olds, you know?
No, I'm talking about, like...
But people who have, like, families, it's
I'm talking about people with careers. Like, say a guy. He never got married, didn't have any kids.
Oh, then yeah.
Then yeah.
Then yeah.
Like, his parents would be like, oh, you should stop doing that. And his parents might be a little sad, but, like, if you, like...
I mean, the parents definitely wouldn't even know, I feel like.
Well, if he died of...
Oh, if he died.
Yeah. Or, like, he would affect them to where, like... Because if he was a real alcoholic and, like, drank a lot and then just one night just drank too much...
Yeah. I don't know.
Because then it would affect them emotionally, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard to, like...
I've never heard of anyone actually dying from alcohol poisoning, though.
For real? Like, personally?
Yeah, personally, no.
There was one person... I forgot. I don't know how.
I feel like everyone I've ever met has been able to just drink as much alcohol as they want.
Yeah, but they haven't drank the right amount. For everybody, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, some people can take a lot and still be fine, but. And once you start to get older, too, it starts to.
Yeah.
Starts to kind of lower a little bit. It's like, starts hitting you harder, kind of. So that's, I mean, it's. Most common, and 20-year-olds, too. Like.
Yeah, because they drink so much.
Yeah, more than
you
can ever imagine. Like, $100 plus worth, or even more, by themselves. Vodka bottle after vodka bottle.
That's crazy.
Vodka. Yeah.
Drinking is just not appealing to me.
Yeah, it's not the move.
Like, you see people on, Instagrams at their school or whatever, and it's like...
Act dumb, really.
It's like... Dude, what are you
doing? Make a fool of themselves.
Like, you're vomiting all over you. Like,
I don't, like... That's just not cool. People still think it is, though.
That's true. I can't believe... I'm like, wait, there are still people who are, like... who like
just like this cigarettes. Is, like,
yeah.
People still think smoking cigarettes are cool.
Man, I think it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool to smoke cigarettes. I gotta be honest.
No, but you don't. Like, say I like this will never happen. But say I pull up with a cigarette and I was like, "Yo, we're gonna smoke this." You won't say, "Oh, cool." You'd be like, "I would be like, what?"
Yeah.
Like, because then like, it's a cigarette. Like,
yeah. That's true.
Like, fuck that.
Yeah. No, I agree with
and
that.
And it's not cool, like... Like, I don't think doing any drug is cool, really, like...
Yeah, no. I don't think
so. It's just weird, like... I'm cool for other...